Hare Krishna. God's existence is not a matter of physical probability, but of logical necessity. Physical probability of God's existence means that sometimes some scientific research may show that a particular phenomena has extremely low probability of happening. So, for example, say the possibility of the first life form evolving from non-living chemicals, that probability may be mathematically so low as to be impossible. And therefore, this points to the need for a intelligent designer, for some kind of intelligence, higher intelligence, that made the origin of life possible. Now, this sort of mathematical reasoning is good within a particular frame of operation. So, for those whose mode of thinking is primarily driven by mathematics and by physical evidence and physical inference, for them, this kind of evidence may sometimes be useful. But God's existence is not dependent on physical probability. That suppose some research changes in the future, some other factors come into picture, and the statistics change, and suppose something which was considered to be mathematically improbable, physically improbable, that suppose later some proposes that this is physically probable now. Therefore, there is no need for us to postulate the existence of a cosmic designer. This is a matter of inference from evidence. And such inference can change, or the more, if the evidence changes. So God's existence does not depend on such mathematical probabilities. Now, God's existence is a logical necessity. It's not a matter of probability. Why? Because if we understand the definition of God, He is the source of all of existence. Now, we often may think of God as some image we see in a temple. Yes, that is how God manifests before us. But God is not just that image. God is the omnipotent source of everything. And that supreme being, who is the source of everything, is necessary for the existence of anything. Just as we can have a 100-story building, but that 100-story building cannot exist unless there is some foundation. There is a ground on which it rests. Similarly, we have so many things existing in nature, and God's existence is not dependent on the physical probability of one thing, of one floor, of the movement, of the ascent from say one floor to the next floor, how probabilities or how improbabilities. God's existence is the foundation of everything. Now, nothing would exist. So, probabilities themselves would not exist. Probability for anything would not exist, because nothing would exist. The probability would be zero for the existence of anything if God did not exist. So, as long as we think of God as some concept derived from the either we think of God as an image in the temple, which is a cultural conception, or we think of God as evidence derived from the inference from nature, which is an inferential conception. These are conceptions which can be used in certain contexts to bolster certain people's faith in God. But they do not determine the existence of God. When we understand the definition of God, when we understand the worldview and the philosophy underlying the definition, then we understand that God's existence is not just a physical probability. It's not a possibility, it's a logical necessity. Natadasti Pithivyam, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yachapi Sarvabhutanam Bijam Tadaham Arjuna, Natadasti Vinayatsyan Maya Bhutam Characharam. Krishna says in the 10.39 in the Gita, that I am the seed of all of existence. Without me, nothing can exist. So, a God as the source of existence is a logical necessity for the existence of everything else, including physics and including probability. Thank you. Hare Krishna.